Well, welcome to Community Connections. Heather Cameron, who is one of NHS Highlands' senior project managers.
Hi, Jo. Lovely to be here.
You're going to be here quite a bit, aren't you, in Lochaber, because you're the senior project manager for our replacement Belford Hospital. And you're going to tell us what's happened so far in the process, where we are just now, and what the future stages and timelines are.
I've been involved quite heavily over the last couple of years. So I'm aware, obviously, that there is a long history of discussing a new hospital in Lochaber. And obviously, there's a little bit of scepticism within the community around when we'll actually see some concrete action. But the really positive news is my involvement over the last couple of years has seen positive and concrete steps towards moving the project forward. The first of those is that the initial agreement is the first of three steps in the business case. The business case is a document that we send to Scottish Government asking them politely to agree to fund a new hospital. So they have approved the first of those documents, and that was done in July last year. Following on from that, we've now been able to appoint what we call the principal supply chain partner. So this is our design and build contractor, who's Balfour Beatty in this case, and they come with a design team. So Kepi's their architects. We've got Hulley and Kirkwood, who design the MEP services, or pipes and wires, as some of us like to refer to it, and Mott MacDonald, who are the civil and structural engineers. So we've now got a full design team on board. And the other area of work that's been progressing is the service model for new hospitals. So our local clinicians, along with support from some of the central teams in Rigmore and support from healthcare planners as well, have been working hard over the last 9 months to set out on paper exactly what services people can expect to see in the new facility and what that means in terms of workforce and what it means from an architectural point of view in terms of what spaces we need in the hospital. So where we are now is we have our design team appointed. We have briefing information being developed, both the technical stuff about electrical cabling standards or space standards and the more service-related stuff in terms of what number of rooms we need, what type of rooms we need. And that's being finalised over the next 2 weeks to allow the design teams to start work. And as you'll know, that was part of the conversation that we were having at the Nevis Centre was around the services that people can expect to see in the new facility. So anyone who wasn't able to attend the Nevis Centre can find information around that on our website, but also in paper format, there'll be information at the Belford Hospital and at some of the local libraries for people to have a good read through and come back to us with any comments on.
And what's happening next?
So once we do have the service specification clear, and what was really positive is that most people seem quite on board with the proposals. In summary, nobody's losing anything, and we're trying to deliver more services locally, which I like to think is a positive thing, and most people felt was a positive thing. So that information will go to the design team, and they're going to start designing the new building. Now, my background is an architect, so that's the bit that I find quite exciting. But alongside that, also, the clinical teams will be working on detailing out what workforce they'll need, what additional training they might need, how do we go about changing from what we do now to what we want to do in the future. And some of that is just development of existing services. Some of it will be adapting to different ways of working in a more modern building, for example, having single rooms instead of multi-bedded wards. So it's a really exciting stage. I would like to think that we will be able to have some images of the proposed new building later on in the summer. And next summer, we should have our next stage of the business case prepared. So that's the outline business case. Around a year after that will be the full business case. And after that's approved by the Scottish Government, that's the bit where ideally they will sign the cheque and we can send our construction teams in to start actually building the new hospital.
I've lost track of what years we're on there. Where will we be by then?
If all goes well and funding is available, we'll be looking at starting work in 2025. There is a slight fly in the ointment in that the capital plan from Scottish Government isn't completely clear. So the next funding session starts in 2026 and we may have to wait for that. But other projects do slip and we've been told to proceed as if funding will be available until we're told otherwise. So that's what we're going to do. If we can start work in 2025, work should take around 2 years to complete, and allowing a little bit of time for commissioning and moving in and getting everything up and running and training, we would like to see doors open in 2028, which does feel like a long time away, but compared to the 20 plus years I know that people have been waiting, hopefully will be worth the wait.
That is so exciting, Heather. And I'm sure we're going to have you back on a few times to tell us how we're going along with all the things that are happening. But there will be opportunities as well, won't there, for people to feed in to the process if they've got opinions about the way things should be nearer the time.
There will, and we'll be putting information out. We have a regular column in the Labour Times to keep people up to date. You can find details of NHS Highlands feedback team. Both are online and our phone number is there if you'd like to speak to us about it.
Thank you so much for giving us that outline of where things are going. So I think it's really important for people to follow that as it happens. Now, Heather, your next piece of project management is to choose a cheery tune for Community Connections and for all your colleagues. We had a lovely day in Nevis Centre, didn't we? It was a super day chatting to people about their aspirations for the future. So what cheery tune have you come up with?
Well, as you say, it was a lovely day speaking to people, but also a beautiful summer's day in Fort William. So I will pick Bryan Adams and the Summer of 69. It always makes me think of the sunshine.
Thanks for being with us on Community Connections.
Thank you very much, Joe.